Now, Kerry lost out by a point to Donegal in Ballybuffet yesterday. Jack O'Connor, Kerry manager, not happy with a decision made about a point that shouldn't have been awarded, according to him, in the 30th minute of that game. Would have made all the difference as things turned out, as McBearty pointed over in the dying seconds to deny Kerry the point on the road to Ballybuffet. There for Radio Kerry News on a very windy and wet day, or Radio Kerry Sport indeed, on a very windy wet day, were Tim Moynihan and Ambrose Donovan. I caught up with Tim just for coming in there this morning, and first of all, put it to him about the 1 point defeat, about Jack O'Connor's point. Did he have a point in what he was saying about that score being all the difference?
Yeah, no, we were at the opposite side of the field, Jerry, but I'd say anybody in the stand side of where Jack saw, he spoke to the linesman. The linesman thought it was wide, so he had room for, I suppose, being a problem for Kerry, and that he probably would have shared the spoils. But look, there was another point in the second half. Was it Ronan Buckley? And I'm sure Donegal could question that. But look, I don't think, I know it's hard when you're away, and you reckon when you're playing away games, it's very difficult to get decisions. But look, there was a lot more to the game than just that. You know, for the first 20 minutes, we dominated that game, Jerry. And I suppose if we were more ruthless, we'd have enough points on the board to make it more difficult for Donegal to come back in the second half. So, look, I know you have to fight as a manager for every decision, but I don't think it's down to that one decision, Jerry. It's the way we played in the second half. And look, you must see that this Kerry team, Jerry, we did without their six starting forwards in the All-Ireland final. So I suppose you were missing that firepower as well. But having said that, a guy like Dar Roach was really showing up well in that first half. When we were letting the ball go at pace, and I suppose the most disappointing aspect yesterday, Jerry, and it'll come over time, I know as well. Look, this is a huge improvement on the McGrath Cup performances, but we lacked urgency yesterday. You know, we'd win a ball and start, look, they all go shot nowadays. Then Donegal retreat, get bodies behind the ball, but we with lateral, and we getting time to go back. So look, I mentioned it in the post-match interview with Jack, and he said you can't kick the ball high if there's 15 behind the ball. But what we did things differently in the second half, and granted we were playing you know, against the wind as well. So I think that will come in the legs over time. But look, it's disappointing that you have to fight for every decision, and your question about the point, you'd have to question that you know, why didn't the linesman communicate with both the referee and the umpire?
Look, in that first half, there were positive performances, particularly, I suppose, from Dara Roach. Was it a question that we didn't score as much as we could have, even though there were some good performances from our forwards when we did get the ball in quickly?
Yeah, we weren't ruthless enough, Jerry. We hit the post, I think, three times in that first half. And, you know, you need to, I suppose, especially in your away games, you need to be more ruthless. And these players have learned from that as well. But look, it's brilliant. Like I said, Dara Roach, we know his county championship performances were absolutely brilliant. That's why he's in with Kerry. And I'm sure this man will probably start against Monaghan as well. But I suppose the unfortunate thing from Jack's point of view, look, he's still playing with the same panel of players. And it's an opportunity. And Ambrose alluded to it yesterday. More fellas should have put up the hand yesterday. You're getting an opportunity. The other guys are out through injury or taking a break from the game because it's such a long season. So, you know, they have a chance again against Monaghan now to put things right. And that's a big game next weekend. And it's a game that Kerry needs to win. Because outside, think about winning the league, Jerry. It's about keeping your Division 1 status. And every game is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, it's going to be a dogfight, as Jack said, in when it comes on to Monaghan next weekend, I suppose. Armagh beating them yesterday. The final frantic minutes, though, when you needed to win this game, we thought we'd have done and certainly equalised when Donald O'Sullivan got that point. That was the situation. But then it came down to McBearty, a man who'd been very, very quiet, kept very quiet all day long until that crucial score at the end.
Yeah, you could mark him absent in that first half, Jerry, but I suppose a sign of, you know, excellent players, and that's what he is. And taking the ball on the loop, it was brilliant, and it was really set up for him to be a point that we'd be proud of. David Clifford kicked it, and you know, you have to be conscious when these guys are on the ball, they're dangerous. And in the end, he got the match winner, and something, a new Donegal management. And like, you know, there was five debutants yesterday for Donegal, and that was a big plus for, and they'll struggle to get by. I think they've Tyrone up next, so every game, you know, either team can win, and that's why this makes it a, you know, a tough league. But you know, that sort of character as well, I'm sure Kerry, we were well set up Jerry yesterday, 1-7, you know. And we did okay in the middle of the park with Jack Barry and Barry O'Sullivan. They ran out of steam there. And something that they were doing, I suppose, in the second half, we didn't do at all in the first half. They were running at the heart of our defence. And I know, I mentioned Ambus again because he alluded to it several times. We went laterally several times. And when you go laterally, you give teams time to go back, reset, regroup, and it makes it difficult. So, you know, that transition from, I suppose, defence to attack, we didn't do it at speed. But there's no room. We shouldn't be panicking about this because we need to get games in our legs as well, Joey. These guys are only literally 3 or 4 weeks back training. So, I think we'd see a different performance against Monaghan.
Yeah, there's that to it as well. Look, there's very little room for error, though, when it comes to the league. It's competitive as always, like top teams. You saw Galway and Mayo going at it pretty hard. Roscommon beating Tyrone now automatically under pressure in that game against Galway next week. The Armagh Monaghan result and Mayo facing Armagh out of that one.
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. And you look at us, we have Monaghan. I think up next we have Mayo. We've Armagh at home somewhere on the 25th of February. So any team that's beaten the following week, they'll be looking for points. So, you know, the league has huge profile now. And that last few minutes yesterday, Jerry, it was like championship. You know, it was frantic pace. They really upped it, both teams, and, you know, that McBurty point, it will be the defining moment with the result. But, you know, everything, there's a kind of a championship flavour now. If you lose your first game, you have to go off and win the next one. And from a Kerry point of view, we have to be picking up our points at home because, my God, going away to Mayo, that's not going to be easy. You know, the rivalry between Kerry and Mayo, and you're going up to Tyrone as well to try and get something there. So, and you would hope by the time we play the Tyrones of this world and Galway, Galway I think is around, that's in March as well, so you'd hope that some of the big guns will be back as well. But look, the long and short of this, Jerry, there's players getting an opportunity, and if you think you're good enough to be inside the Kerry camp, you're in there for a reason, you have to make your mark, Jerry. And this is the opportunity coming up next weekend.
Yeah, and there are, or look, the subs had a fresh look to them yesterday, an unknown look to them. How did they do when they came in and Adam coming in late, relatively late enough, 55, 56 minutes or so into the game?
It was a difficult game to come into because, you know, you're trying to mind what you have or to get it over the line. But I thought they added freshness. Jerry, you know, Greg Horn, I thought, did very well. Donald Downs, O'Sullivan, everyone I saw social media last night, they were all, which was brilliant for the Kilgarvan club. You know, they were singing his praises. But, you know, they did bring freshness. But what I thought the guys that were All-Ireland winners last year were pulling the strings in the first half. But it's just that we were probably lacking that bit of firepower up front to get us over the line. So, look, this is a good experience. Now they'll know what's needed, but I think it's all about getting training sessions into Kerry's legs and getting up the intensity and more urgency. Like, that was one defining moment, our number of moments yesterday, was that we lacked, with every attack, we lacked that bit of urgency. Yeah. So they'll have learned from that as players. Likewise, the management will learn, and we just have to move on from here. But like I say, that's a big game coming up next weekend in Killarney against Monaghan.
Okay, listen, we're going to leave it there. Tim, thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning about that.
Thank you, Joey.